Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thanks for waking up a little bit early.
Oh, well, that's perfectly fine. Good
now,
to be here.
I want to talk all about your history, your past, the world, the life that you live. It sounds very exciting. But before we get into all that, tell us about this breakfast that you're going to be speaking at soon.
Right, well, this breakfast is, it's actually five Anglican churches in the Upper Blue Mountains. All the women of these churches have gotten together with the Mothers Union of Australia to organise breakfast, like a pampering event, and sort of to just bring all together and just get some women together and just have a good time also hearing someone who has also, you know, lived a life as a Christian and just hear about them talk.
Sounds like a good opportunity to get together and be spoilt as well in there.
Yeah,
too. That's
right.
Good.
Exactly.
Excellent. Now, I've got to ask, I imagine that when you're walking down the street just minding your own business, there's little kids who have these strange looks on their faces and pull on their mummies, like, I don't know, handbags, like, "Mummy, that's Karen." Does that happen?
Yeah, you're quite right. It does happen. I find it quite, it's not only, it's amusing, but at the same time, it's so, you just kind of feel very blessed and honoured that you've got a job that the kids just, you know, they just take to you like they're your friend. And there's no sort of you know, barrier there, and they kind of are very easy for them to do that. But it's strange. It's the mothers, it's the parents who find it hard to step up to you and say, actually start talking to you. But it's always the kids that are, you know, kind of very quick to recognise.
That's cool. Tell us, is it when you're filming for Play School? Is it lots of hours of do that again, do this again, do that again, or is it just kind of is it just like hanging out with your mates and it's a lot of fun?
Yeah, it's pretty much hang out with your mates and it's a lot of fun. We all get on really well and everyone's very different personalities, but we just have a lot of fun together. And now that a lot of us have done it for quite a while, so we're quite used to each other in terms of just the way we do things. So we have more laughs than anything else.
Do you ever feel a bit silly with some of the actions and stuff?
Well, not anymore. It's that's the thing I love about the job is that I get to be a big kid, and so you just tend to just get into them quite sort of passionately, and I think the kids enjoy that all the more.
Did you always think that acting was for you growing up, or is it just something that you kind of discovered along your journey?
Oh, no, I thought my sister was actually, who's younger than me, was the one who said she really wanted to be an actor. And I was actually on a different path, kind of thinking that I was going to be a dancer, then I was going to be a lawyer, and then I was going to be, I don't know, a nurse, and then I was going to be, I had all these crazy notions, but I never thought I was going to be an actor. No.
Wow.
Yeah, so who knows?
That's true, I guess. Now, you've also released an album with Emu Music. A bunch of you got together and done a kids' album as well?
Yeah, that's right. We've been working together for a while, and it's something that we feel it's been great to do that because we feel like there's a real niche there for a lot more children's music to come out for, you know, that are just talking about Jesus and all the good things God has done for us, and kids just love that, and I just feel as though you know, we to continue doing that is a really great thing. So it's been a really good thing to do, and it's a blessing to us in both all around. So it's been good.
That's cool. I guess as a career as an actor too, and having your faith, I reckon they must go hand in hand really well for you, because people often talk about the acting industry. You just don't know where your next gig's coming from, but you've had a pretty good history of gigs. Like, God's kind of provided for you in some pretty major ways. Do you see that link in your faith and your work?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think when you come out of studying and when you're studying in drama institutions, it's always known to be very insular. So you come out thinking that you're going to be working 24/7, and like you said, and I just mentioned that it's not like that in the industry. It's a pretty to find a gig at times is really hard. But God has been very gracious to me from the start. Especially Play School was pretty much the gig that I landed even before I walked out of the place where I studied, which was NIDA, and it was like as if it just landed in my lap. So I couldn't have, you know, asked for any better. And, yes, God has been really kind to me.
Is it hard for you to be a Christian in your workplace?
I have to say, yes, it is. There's a lot of kind of different things, whether it be just tugging at you in terms of, do you be as ambitious as the next person, or do you want to, you know, there's this thing that has offered a lot of money. Because sometimes it is about how much you get paid. It's about, in terms of the your reputation, that people, a lot of your work is got, you get the work through reputation, and do you work towards that? And there's a lot of temptation and pull towards to have to do all these things in order to whether get the next job or, you know, impress the next person. It's a lot of those kind of things that I have a lot in my life struggled with, and really tried to wrestle with God on those things. And at times I've done, you know, I failed, and at times I've actually, you know, learnt more. And it's just been a really, you know, steady sort of progressive, like, step at a time.
Karen, in our books, we reckon you rock.
Thank you.
No worries. Karen Payne will be speaking 16th of August at that Women's Breakfast. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Sydney's 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.